The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Angel.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 1,717th episode of the Wake Up Crew.
Wow.
Very important day today. You know why it's an important day?
There are probably a couple of reasons.
Yeah. You name one. First full day of school.
Is that the one you want to go with?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I go with that.
Yep. Get up out of bed. I mean, it's six, and if you got to catch the bus, you probably got, 20 minutes, 30 minutes before you have to get outside and wait for the bus?
Depends on when the bus is coming.
Did they ever decide whether they were going to go a mile in, or is that old news?
That's old news.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I think they decided to not do that. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
And today is also Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Yabba-dabba-doo. Oh, yeah. I love to hear that song. Our last Saturday being off, isn't it, tomorrow?
That would be right, sir.
Please don't. Oh, me.
The next, I guess, would be fall break.
Well, the Good Neighbor Grill is open, ready, and open for business. This coming will be the premiere. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I guarantee
you. See how the flow works.
I guarantee you, though, coaches are... habit?
They
I got a feeling that's going to freak them out.
Yeah.
You know, they go, what? Where? What? What's this? Why you didn't? You know, I just got a feeling that's what they're going to do. So
upgrades,
you know, upgrades, and I'm like, this is not a good situation. But I'm going to read you. This is Waffle House 101. And if you've ever been to Waffle House, you need to know these rules and regulations. Number one, are you with me?
I am.
Okay. Number one of the Waffle House code, the hash brown code. Did you know the Waffle House had a hash brown code?
As code of conduct?
Let me explain. It does not mean that you simply walk into Waffle House and order hash browns. Scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, capped. There's a code for getting your hash browns exactly the way you want them, and it's actually half the reason to order hash browns. Do you like mushrooms? You ask for capped. Do you like a melted slice of American cheese? Ask for covered. All of the language of this side item is printed on the menu, too. You can't claim ignorance about this important quirk of the Waffle House experience. All that said, if you want hash browns with no toppings, that's fine. In the words of one Reddit commenter, this is a frequent order. No one will judge.
But I will.
Do you add toppings on yours?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Onions?
You do chili?
No. Onions and cheese.
Okay, my brother-in-law
that's about as far as I'll go.
Puts gravy on them. And you would think that's not good. It is great.
Have you had it that way?
Uh-huh. It is great, yeah.
Have you ever had it capped with mushrooms?
No, but now that I know that's what capped means, I will get them with mushrooms, yeah. I'll just say capped.
Really?
I got to look at the menu, though. I need to learn the... You know, some people just spill it off, you know.
Well, you got the code right there.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving it to you. Well, you'll know.
It's like we're in school.
If you're solo, stick to the counter. Don't take up a table.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of...
It's rude.
Yeah. They should be saved for parties or two or more. Tread carefully between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. If you spend any time on the internet, you've probably seen a video of people fighting at the Waffle House. I think a lot of that time is because they come in like intoxicated.
After a little night out.
Yeah. Everyone is equal at Waffle House. It doesn't matter if you're the president of the United States. You come into Waffle House, they'll treat you the same way that they would treat me.
True.
Okay. Don't order what you saw on TikTok. I don't know really why that is.
Sometimes they'll put secret menus and things on social media.
That's what it said here.
Okay. That would be TikTok.
Yeah. Wow. Don't question the server shorthand. Don't question her shorthand. Okay. Jukebox etiquette. Don't play the same song over and over again, you know, and just hog it and all that kind of thing. Are you writing these down?
No, I got them.
Don't complain.
Uh-oh.
The servers at Waffle House deal a lot, and they manage to maintain hearts of gold through it all. But they also have plenty of horror stories about people that have complained. And number nine, if it's closed, there's a good reason.
Yeah, it means there's like horrible national emergency weather or something.
And number 10, don't overstay your welcome. We'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 70. Saturday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the low 90s. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear and lows head back down to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market,
where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, there's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Architects, engineers, and builders, whether you need detailed technical drawings, large format plans, or quick, accurate reproductions, Franklin's Printworks delivers clarity, precision, and fast turnaround.
Since we've added that capability, there's a big demand for blueprints, so we're getting a lot of times turn those around in 24 hours.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
Usually they're like 24 by 36, and they require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Clarity, accuracy, and fast turnaround from Franklin's Printworks.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Play an old guitar, dine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
NFL preseason on Thursday. The Ravens defeated the Colts 24-16. Indianapolis quarterback Anthony Richardson took a hard sack early in the game and suffered a dislocated right pinky finger. He is considered day-to-day. Super Bowl champion Eagles took down the Bengals 34-27. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase both played the first quarter. Burrow completed 9 of 10 passes for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. One went to Chase, who also caught all 4 of his targets for 77 yards. The Seahawks and the Raiders ended their preseason game in a tie, 23 apiece, as Seattle blocked Las Vegas's 55-yard field goal attempt by Daniel Carlson. In baseball, the Mariners walked it off 4-3 against the White Sox on an RBI single from Dominic Canzone in the 11th inning. The Pirates shut out the Reds 7-0, and the Braves came back to beat the Marlins 8-6.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Don't forget their virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. And as my sidekick would say, why? Why at 2 p.m.? Virtual? What? Register to be entered for prizes. That's what you can get. Submit questions and vote for officers at MTE or by phone. I didn't know we could vote for the officers.
Yeah.
That's neat. More at mte.com/annual meeting. I really don't know much about this city. I live here and I don't really know like you do, because you talk to the higher ups all the time.
Do I?
On the award winning, what is it, name of that show?
Rutherford Issues.
Rutherford Issues, yeah. Don't you talk to the mayor?
Not on my show.
Oh, generally. Action Line.
When I've filled in.
So
there.
You don't really get, I thought you had really some high powered.
Well, I mean, I've had an hour long conversation on the air with those folks.
You've got Leon. He's big time.
Yeah.
Boy Scouts. Boys Club.
Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah. Big time. What else you got? Lisa Trail.
City Schools.
Big time. Yeah. Trey Duke ever been on your show?
No.
He's also on Action Line. So
yeah.
Okay.
Talk to a school board member, county school board member, once a month.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And I've never been on the show. Never. Ever.
You have made an appearance.
Of course, what do? I don't really do anything. So, I really don't have any credentials for you to talk to me. So, what'd you do today? I got up and I watched the Today Show and that kind of thing. Don't really have a lot. All right, our good neighbor of the day is Sydney Jackson. Today's good neighbor of the day for leading Barnyard Academy and their great blend of fun, learning, and nurturing environment that truly sets them apart. Sydney Jackson is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
Well, Sydney, well-deserving of good neighbor of the day, and I bet you that you know somebody who is as well. Let us know. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Mail 306 South Church Street, Murfreesboro. All of those ways to get in a good neighbor announcement to us here, and we'll take care of it from there. All right. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why. That's what we need to know. Well, it's International Cat Day, National CBD Day, National Whataburger Day.
Wow, those are three interesting days in itself. Wow.
And we could add Zucchini Day, Scottish Wildcat Day.
No, I think you've gone far
enough. Or Dollar Day.
Cat Day, and that's far enough.
Yeah, that's far enough.
Our song of the day, and we're wrapping up our songs, best B-side songs that became hits. And this is by Booker T and the MGs.
Listen to the lyrics in this song. There are none.
There are none. It was initially released as the B-side to Booker T's Behave Yourself, but then it's reissued as an A-side, and it was one of their biggest hits, Booker T and the MGs.
Yep.
A lot of people remember them. You were just a thought.
Not even a thought.
We'll be back more at 6:24 on The Crew.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Lundley. A man is facing murder charges following a gruesome scene in Overton County. The TBI says 49-year-old Edward Randolph killed his girlfriend, identified as 47-year-old Hope Parrott, and transported her body in a refrigerator. The fridge was discovered by authorities this week. Investigators have charged Randolph with one count of first-degree murder and one count of abuse of a corpse. He was booked into the Overton County Jail on a multi-million-dollar bond. The investigation continues following a double shooting in Athens that left one person dead. A release from the Athens Police Department says this happened at a railroad crossing at the intersection of Tell Street and Howard Street. Local schools spent Thursday under a special security measure. Police have a person of interest in the case, Carlos Quintana, who they say is considered armed and dangerous. The circumstances surrounding the shooting are unclear. More news in 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Delays and cancellations reported at McGee Tyson Airport following a power outage. An electrical issue created a partial power outage Thursday afternoon. The issue has been contained, and staff are working with the city of Alcoa to make repairs, according to airport staff. Multiple delays and cancellations were reported overnight. While flights are operating, airport officials are urging passengers to expect delays as operators work to bring the airport back online today. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time is 6:27. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew with John and Brian, and let me give you a few tips. Now, it's 6:27 now, and it's the first full day of school. You want to get off to a good start. How do you do that? Well, you make sure they get breakfast this morning.
Get them up, right?
Yeah, get them up. Make sure they've had breakfast. And then if they go to the bus stop, or if you're taking them to school, you still have some time. But it just depends. Remember, your school starts either at 7:30 or 8 or even 8:30. So you kind of have to know all those kind of informat things, and watch out for find the best route to get to school, and obey all school safety signs.
Get plenty of coffee.
You know, in Metro, they are really putting the – I mean, they're gonna have cops out all over the place that first full day to make sure that everybody does what they're supposed to do. I don't know about Rutherford County, but that possibly could be true. So
I'm sure
if there's any other day in the year that you can't get up early, this isn't the one. I mean, you want to get up and have plenty of time. And I'm saying right now you're probably okay at 6:30. But if you hear me again at 6:40, you're gonna be pushing it if you haven't gotten out of bed yet.
Well, and also, some of you are thinking, I've done this before. I know, you know, exactly how it's going to go. I can leave 10 minutes, get there, drop them off.
No, no, no.
Not the first few weeks.
Oh, no. That lasts almost till at least through August. It's going to be until the kindergarten come in elementary school. You're not free to just to decide that. You need to get there and be prepared for some – have patience. Because it's going to be a little rough in the line, in the car line.
And you have to take into account how many school zones do you have to go through before you get to your school, too.
Correct, yes. So just, I think the key word to it all is to be patient.
Well, and we're opening up a new school, Poplar Hill. So remember, that's going to be on Baker Road, and they haven't finished quite yet the road improvements. So it's... You know, they're adding lanes and turn lanes and all that kind of stuff out there, and it's not quite finished, so pack your patience out that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's that way everywhere, really, too. I mean, it doesn't have to be a new school. That was the biggest thing of the new year is, you know, how successful. And nevertheless, somebody would text the school and go, oh, this stinks. This is terrible, you know. And you have to reassure them that it won't be like that all year long.
Do you remember that very first year of Wilson? Did they have all of the roads and stuff done around it?
Yeah, they pretty much did.
That's good.
But people didn't know where to go.
Well, sure.
And you can tell them all you want to. I think we drew a map and all this stuff and sent it out. But until you've actually lived it. Now, in year two, I changed where the car riders... We had the car riders in the back,
mm-hmm.
and the buses in the front. And I changed that because the buses couldn't get through the car line was so light. So I moved the car line to the front. The buses to the front, and the car riders stayed in the back. So the buses came through the front, which worked out pretty good. But, you know, it was crazy. I'm telling you.
Because that first year would have been around the gym, and the buses in the back kind of made sense.
Yeah.
But not for the traffic flow.
Yeah. We realized that and they've made improvements since I've been gone, which I obviously has helped, and I don't hear much about it anymore, and maybe people get used to it, but it's always an adventure that first day and the day the kindergarten come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have 2 weeks before they have to go. It's crazy. All right, ready for some Today in History?
Turn to Turner Security.
On this date, August 8th, 1844, Brigham Young chosen as the head of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints following the death of Joseph Smith. In 1876, Thomas Edison is granted the patent for autographic printing. In 1898, Will Kellogg invents cornflakes. I wondered where that name came from. That's an unusual name, Kellogg.
Yeah. Been some interesting things online about cereals, and you know, before you didn't put fruit in your cereal, but when cornflakes came out, they would put a coupon in the cereal box for bananas, and that's how bananas became part of the morning. It's really interesting stuff.
Way to come in there with some added info on Today in History.
You're welcome.
Could make you the assistant Today in History guy. 1960, the itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini hits number one.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today.
Okay, that was number one. 1963, the Kingsmen released Louie Louie.
Do you mean...
They labeled it obscene, radio stations did, when it first came out.
Really?
In 1969, the Beatles are photographed by Ian McMillan crossing the street as they walk away from EMI Studios for the cover of their Abbey Road album. When I come back, I'm going to tell you the real story behind that Abbey Road album cover.
Did you know that there are two Beatles, or there's an extra Beatle in that? I think I sent you a picture of that.
Yeah, you did.
It's a VW Beatle. In the photograph. Isn't that
spelled differently,
well,
Brian.
Yeah, I know.
And finally, Gangster's Paradise in 1995, the single released by Coolio. Brandon Brooks standing by at 6:33 here on The Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. August 8th, 1975.
This past spring was the first that I felt tired and realized I was growing old.
The release of the film noir, Farewell, My Lovely.
Maybe it was the rotten cases I'd had.
Starring Robert Mitchum.
Chasing a few missing husbands and then chasing their wives once I found
them. As Philip Marlowe.
In order to get paid.
This date in 1981, MTV aired their first ever live stereo concert with REO Speedwagon. And August 8th, 2004, King Kong actress Faye Ray.
The sound of those drums makes me nervous, I guess.
Died at 96.
Well, then you wouldn't be bothered with having a woman on the board.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 70. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 90s. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear and lows head back down to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Good morning, Sterling. It's surely starting to pick up a little bit more volume on 24 up by 840 right now, leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Davidson County. Still moving at the moment on 65 through Brentwood, Franklin. However, it is heavy already, 65 north up through Spring Hill. Watching all that traffic volume build pretty good right now, coming up from Murray County into that southern portion of Williamson County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Did you realize that yoga helps you improve your flexibility and balance and supports joint health? Yoga also enhances cardiovascular health. It just makes you feel better. Get with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department for information about their yoga classes at the Patterson Community Center, over at SportsCom, or the St. Clair Senior Center. Feel better with yoga. Oakland's Mansion, along with the Murfreesboro Little Theater, are having their joint annual meeting and dinner. That's this Saturday night at Oakland's Mansion. And MLT will perform Shakespeare's The Tempest. Tickets are $30, and that's this Saturday night at 5 at Oakland's Mansion. Did you realize there are two farmers markets every Saturday morning? One is from 8 in the morning until noon all around the Rutherford County Courthouse, and that's a service of Main Street Murfreesboro. The other's at the same time in Smyrna at the Depot District. They're both 8 until noon Saturdays. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big GTV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We deliver state-of-the-art care by state-of-the-heart people.
I can see clearly now.
I have difficult eyes to do contacts with, and they test them, and they work with me a lot on getting the right contacts. And now I have glaucoma, and they're working with that to make sure that that's treated accurately.
McCabe Vision Center.
I definitely would recommend them.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't forget you can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big GTV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. And don't forget, coming up in just a few minutes, it's the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. And along with CBS National News headlines, that's all coming up. We just flood the gates with information.
Infotainment, as Dalton calls it.
And we're just fill-in. We just fill-in, really, is all we're doing.
We're the tainment. In the infotainment.
Uh-huh. That's questionable. All right, we've got, you're back. After a week vacation from Dad Joke, you're back, and I'm sure.
I don't know if I should even do it today.
I'm sure, even though Daryl was awesome the whole time, I got a feeling that some of the crowd would like to see you back.
Some?
They like misery.
Oh, wow. You know, I just got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts.
Really?
Yeah, boy, it was a rocky road.
I'm going to go with that. I didn't really think it was funny, but it made good sense. How's that?
Okay.
Thumbs up. 641.
CBS News brief. Hamas is warning the Israeli government's plan to seize control of Gaza City would amount to, quote, sacrificing the hostages still being held in Gaza. This man in Tel Aviv is weighing in.
Basically, I think it's a death sentence to hold the hostages that are still being held there. I think that we have to bring all the hostages back home safely.
No word of a deal or consequences as President Trump's deadline for Russia to reach a ceasefire with Ukraine arrives. National Security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
It will be telling to see if President Trump continues with his deadline for Russia to agree to a ceasefire or if he just extends that indefinitely until there's a summit.
New wildfires burned almost 5,000 acres north of Los Angeles. This man in Castaics among thousands who've been forced from their homes.
20, 30 animals that we left behind that we couldn't take out. It's scary because we don't know what happened to them or what's going to be when we get back.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
As Tennessee students return to school, a renewed focus has been placed on childhood vaccinations. Under state law, parents and guardians remain responsible for ensuring children receive CDC-recommended immunizations before enrollment. Health officials in Rutherford County and across the state are expanding access to meet this requirement, with extended clinic hours and mobile vaccine units reaching neighborhoods where families may face barriers to care. Matt Peters of the Metro Public Health Department emphasized the dual benefit, protecting the vaccinated child as well as their peers. A push to change that responsibility, however, recently stalled in the Tennessee General Assembly when Representative Suzanne Lynn of Mount Juliet argued that current laws unconstitutionally delegates authority to the CDC, referencing the Jacobson v. Massachusetts case. She sought to eliminate the statute holding parents accountable, but the state attorneys clarified that the law protects parents from prosecution while maintaining public health standards. Ultimately, the bill was tabled for further review. In a separate but equally serious matter, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has arrested 28-year-old Austin Robert Drummond in connection with a quadruple homicide in Lake County. The investigation began after a newborn was found abandoned in a front yard. Authorities later discovered four deceased family members, two parents, a grandmother, and an uncle, approximately 40 miles away. Drummond faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping. Additional arrests have been made, with three individuals charged as accessories after the fact. The case involves multiple agencies, including the FBI and the U.S. Marshals. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
My grandmother and Ms. Adams were best friends. I mean, she said, Betty, you need to come to Adams Place. You'd love it.
We're talking with Betty Kirksey.
They go above and beyond of what their job is. I wish Ms. Adams was still living so I could tell her, you were right. It is where I should be, and it's very nice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. A man who served time in prison for taking part in one of Tennessee's most high-profile murder cases will remain behind bars for unrelated gun charges. 50-year-old Jason Autry served time for his participation in the murder of nursing student Holly Bobo in 2011. Records show after his September 2020 release from prison, Autry was found in possession of a gun, which he had stolen. An appeals court upheld his additional 19-year sentence this week. Autry is a 16-time convicted felon. For the second time this week, a Memphis police officer has been involved in a serious crash while on duty. The department says an officer suffered a medical issue while driving in the Crosstown area, which resulted in a collision with a pole. This crash happened late last night at the intersection of North Parkway and North Bellevue Boulevard. He's expected to recover. This crash is in addition to another officer with a crash that happened Wednesday that led to that officer flipping his patrol car at an apartment complex. He is also expected to recover.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Please don't feed the bears. That's the word from the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency for neighbors in Knoxville and across East Tennessee. A spokesperson with the TWRA says they've had reports in Knoxville where people are intentionally feeding bears to view them. He added they're seeing more and more of that kind of behavior. The agency says leaving food out for bears can cause them to lose their natural fear of people, which can lead to very dangerous behavior and the possibility of bears being euthanized. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. I wanted to finish my story about Abbey Road, the Abbey Road album. They had an interview with Paul McCartney, and he said that they were going to name the song, name the album Everest, like climbing the
Mount Everest.
And they were going to go to Everest and have a background picture of Everest, you know. And then Paul suggested, he thought about the street, and he goes, why don't we just go to Abbey Road, just walk across? And said it'd save a lot of time and a lot of money. And that's what they did.
Hey, it's me, Paul McCartney. Why don't we just walk across the road?
Wow. You know, that's not near as bad as I thought that was going to be. When you said you were going to do that, I thought, oh, this is going to be awful.
It's going to be terrible.
But it was really, I think at the end you need to, you know, do, like Dalton did. Yeah, well, no, not like that. Do that first part again.
Hey, it's me, Paul McCartney.
Courtney, yeah.
Walk across Abbey Road.
Yeah, there's your host of Rutherford Issues right there. I've got, you know, we're talking about Waffle House codes.
Yes, capped mushrooms.
Well, I've got Texas Roadhouse codes, too.
Oh, I didn't know they had codes.
Don't fill up on Texas Roadhouse rolls, even though you'll want to.
Yeah, I know.
That ruins your meal. Don't expect lunch during the week at Texas Roadhouse.
They're closed, right?
They're closed, yeah. They don't open. Okay. If you show up hungry at noon on Tuesday, you'll find locked doors in the dark dining room. open only for dinner for Monday through Friday. Now, they do lunch on weekends.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you probably ought to know this.
As well, they should.
Don't throw peanut shells on the floor. They give you a little basket that you can eat your peanuts, and they, you know, you can just put them in a little basket.
Yeah, I don't think you do that anywhere anymore.
You can't throw them on the floor, no.
Yeah. Logan's was the first one to do that, and they did away with it. But you know, we lost our Logan's, too, by the way.
Yeah.
The one in Smyrna.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They must, yeah.
More valuable for
their roles were good.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know. Don't assume that display case of steaks is just for show. You might be eating one of them. Okay, is that it? Is that all I got? I guess it is.
I thought I would, you know, I like seeing the steaks there.
My favorite is really at Texas Roadhouse is I do like their steaks.
It's like seeing a piece of art because you can't afford the art, but you can at least look at it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Get the chicken.
My biggest complaint about Texas Roadhouse, there's no place to, if you're, you know, there are always lines.
Yeah.
And there's no place really, the lobby is really small.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll say, stand over there by the meat, or then stand over by the old, where they're making the rolls. Stand over there, you know, and it's just like, you know, best time to go to Texas Roadhouse is really about 8:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Really?
Yeah. And said that's, you can walk right in. So they close at 10, I think. So.
Have you ever celebrated your birthday there and had to get on the saddle? And
yeah. I didn't get on the saddle, but not, they celebrate my birthday there. Yeah.
You didn't get on the saddle? Wow.
No. I'm heading to Red Lobster, I think, Sunday.
Oh.
Ooh, I hope I didn't tell it. All my fans might want to be coming there, wants to see me. No, I'm kidding.
At what time?
I think I'm going to try Red Lobster. I was so enthused by Dalton's explanation of Red Lobster the other day and the meal he had. I'm going to try it out.
Well, you'll be able to give us a report.
I can. And
on Tuesday.
I went to Demas's last week, and, you know, that was one of the best meals I've ever had there.
Wow.
I got their hamburger steak, of all things.
I love their hamburgers.
Yeah.
I always get it.
Does it taste really salty to you? I mean, like, really, really, the flavor of it is just not salty, like, bad. I'm talking salty good.
Yeah, they kind of
season it really well.
Well, and that au jus that they have.
Oh, don't you? What? Yeah.
they put enough of that on it, and they marinated in that.
Yeah.
And it's just really good.
I had mine with mushrooms, and it was, it was good. With a side of Mexican spaghetti.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Heather always gets the ribeye steak sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I've had that. I have actually had that a long time ago.
She loves it. She does not. If we go to Demas's, that's what she gets, and I always get the hamburger steak.
There's a good little thing on the internet of Peter and his wife talking about how they met. Have you seen it? It's
yeah,
pretty cute.
Yeah.
It's really cute. Yeah. Okay.
They worked in the store.
Section 23, yeah. According to her. All right. It's time to celebrate some birthdays this morning for August 8th.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you!
1921, Esther Williams, American swimmer and actress. She was in a lot of movies. Great swimmer. Skipping down to 1926, Richard Anderson, American actor. He played Oscar Goldman in The $6 Million Man. You know, he was in all kinds of TV shows.
I know.
And the only thing he's remembered for really is the Bionic Woman and $6 Million Man.
He was good.
1937, Dustin Hoffman, American actor. He was in The Graduate, Tootsie, Kramer versus Kramer, Ishtar. You know, so there we go. Born in Los Angeles. Great movie, but you'll hate the ending. I'm just going to tell you. 1949, Keith Carradine, one of the Carradine brothers. 1953, Don Most, American actor and director. He played Ralph Mouth in Happy Days.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
1981, Roger Federer, retired tennis player. And 1998, Shawn Mendes, Canadian singer and songwriter. And I'm going to do the birthdays while Shawn is singing.
Why not?
Okay. Today, we have Pamela Barrett, Michelle Buford, Elaine Hanks, Craig Snyder, Marty Hull, Christy Baird, and Mike Bickford. Tomorrow, Jamie Sweeney, Channing Smith, and Michael Key.
You can add to that list by calling, texting 615-893-1450. You've got until about 7:30 to do it. At 8 o'clock, we announce all the winners and give away banana pudding.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 70. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 90s. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear and lows head back down to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 70.
Middle Tennessee Electric's virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. Register to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers starting August 9th at MTE or by phone. More information at mte.com/annual meeting.
Good morning. Just a couple of accidents out here up to this point. It's been pretty light to moderate here in the last few minutes coming in through the Mount Julian area, leaving Wilson County, headed towards Nashville. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic 65 south at Trinity Lane. It's been slow. It seems like on and off this morning over the last hour or so. At times there on 65 north up through Spring Hill, coming up through that southern portion of Williamson County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting,
chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is a paid legal ad.
It's been a busy summer, but you can still book a getaway. How about, I don't know,
Australia. The land down under.
Fine, I'll do it from my living room. Phil Rosenthal there, host of Somebody Feed Phil on Netflix, now in season 8. Food and travel, kids, this time in places like Australia, Amsterdam, even Vegas.
The more you travel, the more you want to travel.
Phil told me, yes, feed your gut, but also feed your brain.
It's the most mind-expanding thing we can do. You go somewhere, you're blown away, or even if you're not blown away, you come back different.
Yep.
You either appreciate what you have more, or you have some new ideas how to make your life better where you live. It's a win-win.
Preach, Phil. New episodes of Somebody Feed Phil are streaming now on Netflix. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Man, I hate to wrap things up, but we are for the 6 o'clock hour. But don't worry, fans. Fans. Don't worry.
Fan, you don't need a plural. Just fan.
That's about like the ones that are going to show up at the restaurant where I'm at. A fan. Anyway, Sydney Jackson, today's good neighbor today. She's leading the Barnyard Academy and their great blend of fun, learning, and nurturing environment that truly sets them apart. Sydney's going to receive flowers from the Ryan's Flower Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, you can send in your good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or heading over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the easiest ways to get those to us. And don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries. You got about half an hour to get those in for today and tomorrow. 615-893-1450. Is outdated technology slowing down your business? Syscorp Computer Services provides fast, reliable IT support to keep operations running smoothly so businesses can stay focused on what truly matters. Visit sys-corp.net. S-Y-S, sys-corp.net.
Stay tuned now for news from CBS. Our time here on WGNS, it's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
New Gaza plan.
Israel's security cabinet voted to take over Gaza City.
Trump's Ukraine war deadline.
Getting the sides to the table is key to reaching a diplomatic solution.
State troopers ambushed.
He was using a semi-automatic long gun.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Israel's leaders have approved a plan that could lead to the military occupation of Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata reports the first approved target is heavily populated Gaza City.
reaction to the plan was fast and furious, and disregards the pleas of hostage families who say the expansion of the war risks the lives of loved ones still in captivity. Thousands of Israeli protesters took to the streets across the country.
The only person that benefits from this war is Benjamin Netanyahu, the people of Israel. 85% of us demand the immediate end of this ridiculous, stupid, brutal war.
Rage boiled over as demonstrators clashed with police. While in Gaza, there was disbelief and despair. Netanyahu has said he wants to occupy the whole territory. There's nothing left to occupy, said Mahmoud al-Qurashli. We're already dying 100,000 deaths every day. We're being tested beyond human limits, said Raed Mohammed. Israel isn't killing Hamas, it's killing civilians, children, women.
Today is the deadline President Trump set for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or face possible consequences. There's no deal and no word on any U.S. measures, but Trump has indicated progress toward a ceasefire. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The White House says secondary sanctions on Russia are expected to be implemented today for countries that purchase Russian oil. The Trump administration already announced a 25% tariff on India for doing business with Moscow, bringing the total tariff there to 50%. Other countries could face penalties too, including China, Russia's biggest oil customer. But Trump has to balance that with trying to finalize a trade deal with Beijing. The president is also responding to Vladimir Putin's announcement that he hoped to meet with Trump next week, possibly in the Middle East. The White House says a date and location have not been set, but Trump himself said he was open to meeting Putin without preconditions and without Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky.
The Trump administration has fired more longtime FBI leaders, including some who investigated the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Former acting FBI Director Brian Driscoll resisted handing over a list of agents who worked on January 6th Capitol riot cases when President Trump first took office. Now, multiple sources tell CBS News he's been pushed out after nearly 20 years at the agency and alongside at least two others who oversaw cases related to the president. In a goodbye email to colleagues, Driscoll wrote, "I understand that you may have a lot of questions regarding why, for which I currently have no answers." He later added, "I regret nothing." The FBI Agents Association points out in a statement that agents don't pick and choose their cases, writing, "If these agents are fired without due process, it makes the American people less safe."
Now to California, where a new wildfire has forced thousands of people to flee their homes north of Los Angeles. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has the latest on the expanding firefight.
Fanned by gusty winds, firefighters in Southern California are battling a new fast-moving wildfire. Flames have already reached homes in one area near Lake Piru. Within a few hours of igniting yesterday, the Canyon Fire exploded to 1,500 acres, triggering mandatory evacuation orders and warnings near the Santa Clarita Valley.
We have all the animals in the car, important documents, and we're ready if we gotta go.
Scary, that's for sure, you know, and I'm gonna try to stay as long as I can to protect my home.
This is the fourth major inferno in the region in recent days. About 100 miles northwest in central California, another battle for fire crews, the Gifford Fire. It is already California's biggest wildfire of the year, scorching nearly 100,000 acres.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh.
Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
An ambush in northeastern Pennsylvania left two state troopers wounded as they responded to a call about a fatal shooting. State Police Colonel Christopher Paris.
The troopers made it out of their vehicle. They were ambushed by several rounds of rifle fire from a position of tactical superiority.
Both troopers are reported in stable condition. An EMT was injured when his vehicle was fired on and crashed. The gunman was shot and killed by authorities. A utility helicopter being used for maintenance hit a power line along the Mississippi River and crashed into a barge in West Alton, Missouri. The crash caused a fire and killed both people on board the helicopter. No one was on the barge at the time. Well, President Trump says he's told the Commerce Department to start work on a new census that would exclude undocumented immigrants and use information gained from last year's election. Political scientist Larry Sabato.
The Constitution calls for all persons to be counted, and that has always been interpreted as including anyone who is within that state or jurisdiction.
There's evidence some little guys are paying the price of President Trump's tariff policy. CBS's Kelly O'Grady reports from New York City.
It is the last day.
Jennifer Bergman is the owner of Westside Kids, an independent New York City toy store founded by her mother.
The toys and the books and the games, they're memories that we all cherish from our childhood.
After 44 years, Westside Kids is closing.
Where do most of the products in your store come from?
China, 90%, I'd say.
Big box retailers are better able to absorb tariffs with the ability to buy in bulk and stockpile. By the summer, Bergman's business had taken a big hit.
It was the final nail in the coffin. We've made a difference to make a child smile, to make a child laugh, and we did it for 44 years.
There's word Vice President Vance's security detail had the water level raised in Ohio's Little Miami River last weekend for a kayaking trip to mark his 41st birthday. Critics have pounced. Officials say it was done for safe navigation, and Vance was not aware of the action. Time on the roundup. 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got to check on traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 70. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 90s. Winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear and lows head back down to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 69.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning. Starting to load up a little bit more volume just in the last few minutes coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 coming past 840. It's also increased with that traffic volume down through Wilson County, especially coming through the Mount Juliet area right now, headed over into Hermitage down I-40 going westbound. As it starts to get a little bit busy now, finally here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Middle Tennessee Electric's virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. Register to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers starting August 9th at MTE or by phone. More information at mte.com/annual meeting.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
In 2018, a crack radio team was formed in the studios of WGNS. These men promptly became the top voices of morning talk radio in Rutherford County. Your morning drive needs entertainment, information, and a good laugh. That's why we have the Wake Up Crew.
Well, it is the Wake Up Crew. It is a Friday. It's Brian and John here with you today.
We sure are bragging on ourselves a lot today. Top voices, come on.
Well, we're the only ones in Rutherford County during this time.
At a restaurant, come on. It's all baloney. We're just regular guys that just happen to be on the radio, and we don't even realize how we got here. How did we get here? How did it all happen, Brian? How did it start? We just did sports. That's all we did. Now we're just like, we're doing everything, all kinds of things.
I know. The airwaves are full of Brian and John.
That's
so sad. Sometimes Dalton.
That's so sad. The people are like right now going in their cars. I know.
Get them off the air. Well, I do know one thing. I'm so glad that it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey! It's Friday.
It is. It is Friday, and I hope yours is going well. I know it's the start of school. Got the school zones going. Be sure to watch out for those flashing lights and the people directing traffic.
Me, me.
Do all of the things that you're told to do correctly here this morning. So, I mean, this is a major announcement.
Hey, you guys!
And don't yell at the person directing traffic in front of the school.
Well, no.
It's not their fault.
Of course not. They're just trying to make it as best they can.
You know, I did one thing right in my as a principal. In the front of the school, I would direct traffic a lot of the times. I finally got somebody to do it, but if they weren't there, I was the substitute. And I got to meet more parents that way. It was probably the best, personal thing I could have done with parents, you know, just directing traffic. They'll holler at me, and sometimes they drop cookies off to me and stuff like that.
So that's why you did it.
You'd be surprised. They'd give you food and stuff, especially if you were doing it for like a week or two. So sometimes the lady I had doing it would be out, and I'd have to do it for like – I tried to do it up on the road, but the sheriff's department wouldn't let me do that one. You don't have a vest on or anything, man. You can't do it. You got to be, trained. I went, okay.
So you went to your office and you got your vest?
No, I just left. And I said, well, okay. But
they didn't need any help, apparently.
No, they needed help.
But, oh, did they?
But I had to put a person out there, too. But they finally got a traffic person for out there.
Well,
my school, it's weird. My old school, it's weird. You know, you come out one end on Jefferson Pike, and then you go out cut off road. It's kind of crazy.
There were, two different ways?
That was a private road.
Yeah, I know.
And they used to gate it, and I'd have to go every morning and unchain the gate every morning. And I said, after 3 weeks of that, I went,
nope.
Not going to happen. I just pulled that gate open and let them use that road. I don't know what they would have done, because they really weren't supposed to drive on that private, unless you lived in that. I don't know what they would have done without that road.
Oh, I don't either.
I mean, it would have been...
It was a nightmare when they had to shut it down for a little bit to do construction,
right?
Or
and
redo
they finally
it.
Repaved it. Yeah, and it
had a big dip in it, didn't it?
It took forever, you know, because of that. So,
yeah, that wasn't good. I have a little sad news this morning.
What would that be?
I found out from one of our great loyal listeners out there, and I want to make sure that I give them credit for this. So let me pull it up. Got a text from one of our listeners, JoJo, who told us that the Save-A-Lot store out on the, well, shoot, where is the location? Over by the Old Roses. I can't remember the name of the street right
offhand. It's behind it, isn't it?
Yeah, behind it. Jessica Street.
Yeah.
That's it. It's closing.
Oh.
August 19th.
You know, I've never been in that store. I always forgot about it.
It's not that old.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, because it's just been a few years they had a grand opening.
Now, what's this one over here by us? What's the name of it?
United Grocery
Outlet.
Okay.
All right. It's different. Okay.
Yeah. That Save-A-Lot store is closing. So,
well,
not good news.
That Kroger over there closed.
I know. And so now with the Save-A-Lot gone, there's not really a grocery nearby.
No, no.
So, but thanks to JoJo for letting us know about that. She works there, so she would know.
Yeah, yeah. For She's sure. probably worked there for years.
So, a little what we're watching is coming up. There's been a lot going on. John Cena, Superman. We'll catch you up on some of the things that are going on. As well with all of that.
I have a thought about that too.
Do you?
Yeah. I will save it for.
Okay.
It's more like an editorial. It's really important.
Okay.
It'll be fascinating.
Well, I hope folks will listen in for that.
Well, I hope you'll just listen.
The Tennessee has a cold temperature of minus 17. That's the coldest. The hottest we've ever been is 109. So that's a range of 125 degrees. As for Tennessee, we joined Virginia and Missouri, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma for having one of the widest ranges of temperatures. Okay? But there are some states that have an even wider temperature range. The winner of the most extreme temperatures in the country, Montana. They have a 187 degree temperature range in Montana. Their coldest temperature, 70 below. Their hottest, 117.
Wow, I wouldn't believe that they
Isn't that wild?
Get that high.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So they have the widest temperature span there. So you think our weather's been weird and back and forth? I thought that was kind of an interesting little weather tidbit there. So, but enjoying the weather that we've had this week and going to warm up again this weekend. We'll check your forecast coming up in just a few. We've got sports and your Friday pony picks all straight ahead now, though.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
NFL preseason on Thursday. The Ravens defeated the Colts 24-16. Indianapolis quarterback Anthony Richardson took a hard sack early in the game and suffered a dislocated right pinky finger. He is considered day-to-day. Super Bowl champion Eagles took down the Bengals 34-27. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase both played the first quarter. Burrow completed 9 of 10 passes for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. One went to Chase, who also caught all 4 of his targets for 77 yards. The Seahawks and the Raiders ended their preseason game in a tie, 23 apiece, as Seattle blocked Las Vegas's 55-yard field goal attempt by Daniel Carlson. In baseball, the Mariners walked it off 4-3 against the White Sox on an RBI single from Dominic Canzone in the 11th inning. The Pirates shut out the Reds 7-0, and the Braves came back to beat the Marlins 8-6.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky.
Kentucky Downs. The Kentucky Derby is now behind us, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 28th and running through September 10th, Kentucky Downs will feature the richest 7 days of racing in North America. Titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in an all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live racing meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, August 9th, stakes action across the country. Let's get out of the gates of the Saratoga Racecourse. Race 9 is a Grade 2 Saratoga Oaks Invitational. 6-3-0 fillies going to mile 3/16 on the turf for $500,000. The number 3, Go-Go Boots, is our top pick. British bred daughter of Knight of Thunder is making her first start in the U.S. returner Miguel Comal. Race 10 at the spot is the $750,000 Sword Dancer. Mile and a half on turf for 4-year-olds and up. Balanced Nine Horsefield, the number 9. Utah Beach is our top pick. Son of English Channel. We also like the number 2, Rebel Red, for trainer Cherie DeVoe. Colonial Downs is where we head next to Virginia. Race 10 is a Grade 2 $500,000 Beverly D. Phillies and mares 3 and up. You got a 6-horse field. We like the number 2, Be Your Best. She is 2-for-3 this year for trainer Safi Joseph. Race 11 at Colonial is the Grade 1 Arlington Million. 8 horses going on a mile and a quarter on the turf. Sentimental choice here is the number 1, Mystic Dan. The 2024 Kentucky Derby champ is making his first start ever on grass. We also like the number 6, Fort Washington, from trainer Chuck McGee. He's 2-for-4 this year. Race 9 at Del Mar is where we finish. You got the Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon, mile and a 16th on the turf for females 3 and up. 8-horse field. The number 3, Liguria, is our top pick. Daughter of Warfront is 1 win in 2 seconds and 3 starts this year. We also like our long shot play is the number 1, Hang the Moon, for trainer Phil D'Amato. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:22 as we roll along on a Friday. It's time for some What We're Watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Island. Men.
I know John's going to talk a little bit about Superman and give us a little bit of his own thoughts, I believe it is. Just this interesting headline. The Superman movie leads to a more than 500% surge in dog adoptions. I thought that was interesting. Just because of the popularity of
crypto. Well, he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my editorial on this is really, I'm really getting tired of people comparing success to how it did with the other one. The problem with me with Superman movies now is they compare all the movies, and we do it too. We're guilty of it as well.
Comparing it to the Christopher Reeve Superman?
Christopher Reeve, Man of Steel, you know, Henry Cavill, all those. Mm. And, you know, I read an article, somebody put it the best about this new Superman movie, that it kind of made him more human than any of them before. Even though he doesn't play Clark very much, it makes Superman, you know, more like a, and we're talking about a fictional character here, you know,
well, sure.
But
he's roughed up quite a bit in this movie,
and,
you know.
You know, comparing it to a movie from 1978 is just not, I mean, it's just, I don't know how you can compare them. It's like apples and oranges because of the technology and everything else that goes on.
Well, I mean, we get that, just to give another analogy of that. You know, what's the best football team, high school football team that's ever been?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people say the Central Tigers. Sure, they were absolutely good, won the state. But it's different now.
Yeah.
I mean, things are totally – so that's – it is hard to compare.
The issue with – if you look back at Christopher Reeve, and I'm not – I loved him. I loved that movie. I loved the first two movies. But when he transforms from Superman to Clark Kent, like Lois finds out that he stands up straighter and stuff like that. If you go back and look, it's kind of corny. I mean, really.
A little bit.
I mean, you know. So if you want to critique everything, you could critique them all. I think for 1978, the flying scenes were great because they didn't have all this other stuff. The 1952 to 1958 series with George Reeves, that was really unbelievable for its time.
Well, sure.
I mean, and you actually, when I was a kid, I thought he was flying. And, you know, that's really all that matters about it. It's not a matter. There'll be some people that don't like Superman, this new one, but there's some that don't like change. But now, from a standpoint of actually enjoying the movie, Henry Cavill, his movies weren't it for me. I mean, I said they're going to rehash the birth of Superman again, you know. And that's why I like Superman Returns better. And that's why I liked this one. So,
Well, Dalton was right. This one does throw you right in the middle of what Superman's doing at that particular time. There's enough of the origin and going back to Ma and Pa Kent and all that, but it's not the whole story.
Well, but he said it right. Ma and Pa Kent and the ending of that movie where they show pictures of his real parents,
mm-hmm.
like they did at the beginning of the movie, was Jor-El. Well, at the end of the movie, it's Ma and Pa Kent. That is a beautiful, touching scene that you can't overcome. So I gave it a 9, 10, or whatever. So
Dalton saw the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, how'd that work out? I thought he couldn't find a babysitter. He must have found one.
He did.
Oh. You weren't on the list of babysitters?
I was the babysitter.
Oh, my. You did that for him.
I did.
Did he pay you?
No.
But, so, obviously, you didn't want to go see the Fantastic Four. No, I can tell. Why? I can tell you're not a fan. I can tell.
I would have gone.
How did he like it?
He said that it was okay. He liked parts of it. I'll let him tell you next week.
Oh.
But.
I honestly liked the first one they did, the first two. I thought they were good, but I don't know about this one.
I don't think he was as much of a fan of Mr. Fantastic
as he thought he was going to be.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But he really liked other parts of the story. The Thing was, of course, a big winner. I think he was really good in it.
And he's computer generated?
I believe so, yeah.
It's bad now. When winning the Academy Award will be Crypto.
So
Crypto was the best thing in the Superman movie. I mean, they made him hilarious. So. I just loved it.
By the way, I have found out that 911 Nashville is supposed to premiere October the 9th on ABC.
I'm looking forward to that.
It will follow 911 Season 9. And Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. Well, good time slot.
Got a good time slot. Chris O'Donnell is in that. Jessica Capshaw. Leanne Rimes is in it, along with Kimberly Williams-Presley. Paisley.
Yeah.
So, all right. Back with more. It's 7:28 now.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market. It's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The residents are so interesting. The table that I usually have my meals with, we have a person there from Seattle. We have a very successful Murfreesboro businessman. We have a teacher who lived in Buffalo. And we have a woman who was one of the first workers in Oak Ridge. So it's a variety of people here and all interesting, I think.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 as we move along on a Friday morning, August the 8th.
And happy birthday today to Pamela Barrett, Michelle Buford, Elaine Hanks, Craig Snyder, Marty Hull, Christy Baird, and Mike Bickford, excuse me, Mike. And tomorrow, Jamie Sweeney, Channing Smith, and Michael Key.
So the names that we have coming or had coming into the morning for today and for tomorrow, you can add to the list. If you've already called or text, we've got them. If you haven't, now's the time to get them in. 615-893-1450. Join us on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. But again, you've got to get that into us here real quick so we can get it on here around 8 o'clock, top of the hour. And hang in there with us as we continue. More of the Wake Up Crew coming up.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 70. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 90s. Winds south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear and lows head back down to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
Good morning. We're looking at a crash out here. It's got traffic a little bit slow. 24 eastbound just past Hickory Hollow Parkway. Again, through this section of Antioch, it's running a little bit slow going eastbound. We're just grateful it wasn't over in the westbound lanes where it's really heavy now here in Antioch. On 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, starting to slow at times, even more so on 65 northbound coming up through the Spring Hill area. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A tragic incident unfolded late Tuesday morning when a 23-year-old woman was fatally struck while crossing Old Fort Parkway in a marked and signaled crosswalk at the intersection with New Salem Highway. The crash occurred around 11:23 a.m. in front of Thornton's gas station. Emergency responders from Murfreesboro Police, Murfreesboro Fire Rescue, and Rutherford County EMS arrived quickly, but despite efforts, the woman was pronounced deceased at Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. Authorities say the 18-year-old driver of a silver GMC pickup was making a left turn from Golf Lane onto Old Fort Parkway when the collision occurred. Surveillance footage is being reviewed by the accident crash team as part of the ongoing investigation. The driver was transported to Ascension St. Thomas for observation. Northbound lanes on Old Fort Parkway have since reopened. Meanwhile, a broader statewide issue is unfolding as Vanderbilt University and the University of Tennessee Knoxville have launched independent investigations into their diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, programs. The move follows the release of undercover videos alleging noncompliance with Tennessee state laws banning DEI initiatives at public institutions. Vanderbilt has hired the law firm Baker Donaldson to review internal practices and the conduct of staff captured in the recordings. State lawmakers, including Representative Aaron Mayberry of Clarksville, have warned that continued DEI activities could lead to legal consequences. The investigations come amid increasing scrutiny, with Tennessee positioning itself as a leader in curbing identity-based hiring practices across public universities and agencies. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways, start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35, it's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, and time for John and I to try our hand at trivia this morning. This could be a little bit of anything, I think.
It's a general trivia.
Okay.
I'm your host. You will be answering the questions.
You're not going to help answer?
It's not multiple choice.
Okay.
So I know you don't like that.
I don't.
But I think they're easy enough, maybe. Which famous play features a character named Romeo?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's right. That's right.
You're off to a great start.
What is the largest mammal in the world?
Largest mammal.
I'll give you a clue. Ocean.
I'm going to say the whale.
What kind of whale? What color?
The great white whale.
No. That's a great white shark.
Oh.
The blue whale.
The blue whale.
But I'm going to give you I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
That's correct. You're 3 for 3. Who is known as the father of the United States and the first president of the country?
I need to phone a friend on that one. I'm going to say George Washington.
That is correct, my friend. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
This is why you should be in school, kids.
Who painted the Mona Lisa? You know this answer. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
That's not Picasso, is it?
No, it was Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci. That was my second guess.
4-1. 4-1. What popular ice cream flavor is typically made with crushed cookies? Come on, give me a break.
Is that pecan, butter pecan? No, I'm going to go cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. What is the largest ocean on Earth?
Ooh, boy. I want to say it's the Indian Ocean, but it's probably not. Let's see. Pacific.
That's right. That's correct. No, you don't get... I wanted to say.
I was being facetious.
Here's a tough one.
Oh, great.
I got this one on your level, and I think it's working, right?
Sort of, yeah.
In the story of Snow White, how many dwarfs are there?
7.
That's right. Who is the king of the gods in Greek mythology?
Zeus, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
I was thinking Thor for a second.
What do bees collect to make honey?
That would be pollen.
I'm sorry. It's nectar.
Oh. Don't bee pollen.
Nectar.
Okay.
In what galaxy... Okay. In what galaxy is our solar system located? What galaxy?
The Butterfinger? I mean, the Milky Way.
Milky Way. Don't get cute. Don't get cute. You're not that good, okay?
I've only missed 2.
Which planet is known as the Blue Planet?
I think that's Neptune.
No, it's Earth, you idiot.
Oh, is it?
It is Earth.
Okay.
Which geometric shape has 4 equal sides and 4 right angles?
A square.
You're absolutely correct. What is the main ingredient in the dish sushi? Sushi, sorry.
The main ingredient, I would think some type of seafood or rice.
Rice is the answer.
Okay. Now, they always have rice.
Now,
I got it.
1 minute of tougher trivia
great.
Questions. You did great on that. Let me skip down. That's too hard. What is the rarest blood type among humans?
O.
That's what I am. No, it's not right. It's AB negative.
AB negative. Okay, I never would have got that.
How many wives did King Henry VIII have?
17.
6. Well, they got a little harder, and so did your answers. In which year did Serena Williams win her first Grand Slam singles title? It was not in the 2000s.
1998.
Oh, man, you were close. 1999, the U.S. Open. In what year and which city were the first modern Olympic Games held?
Greece. Athens, Greece.
That's right. You don't know the year, do you?
No, I don't.
Just
have
kidding.
A clue.
That's trivia.
All right.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products. So come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the crew this morning, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's right. Our electric company is having a virtual annual meeting on Saturday the 16th at 2 o'clock. You can register to be entered for prizes, submit questions to have answered during the virtual meeting, and vote for officers at the MTE office or by phone. So find out more at mte.com/annual meeting. That voting and all of that, enter for prizes, that starts tomorrow. Okay, so wait until tomorrow, and all next week you can take care of that. We want to say good morning to Sydney Jackson. Sydney is today's good neighbor of the day for leading the Barnyard Academy and all of their great fun out there. Taking fun, learning, and a nurturing environment, putting it all together, truly sets them apart, someone wrote in. Sydney Jackson receives flowers from Ryan Flowers, coffee and gifts, plus News Radio, WGNS, your good neighbor station. So thanks to whoever sent that in for Sydney. And thanks to Sydney for being a good neighbor. You can send in your good neighbors by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just head on over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Either way, get in those good neighbors to us and help us out.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Nice guy.
I'm back.
Yeah.
You know, I just got over my addiction of chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts.
Really?
But you know, John, it's been a rocky road.
Replay.
Well, if you'd have said it that way, I might would have, you know. But it was a thumbs up. And a solid thumbs up. It wasn't a maybe, you know. So, you're back.
Are you saying I'd put more emphasis in it this time or
you're
something?
You're back. And folks, unfortunately, he's back. I mean, fortunately, he's back. You know,
your jokes are amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Your jokes are amazing.
That's what Alan said.
And that's what the public says.
I know what the public says, but I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Get this guy off the air.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Watch, never stopped you before. All right, what have we learned today?
What'd you learn at 7 o'clock?
Yes, yes.
What did I learn?
I always have trouble remembering what you say at the opening of 7 o'clock.
That's because you're sleepwalking through it.
I think you ramble a lot, and then you go to something, and then I never get it.
We just talked randomly about the start of school and being careful and all that stuff.
Oh, randomly talking.
Yeah. Montana has the widest range of temperatures.
How did we go to that from that? Wow.
Well, it was just a little tidbit.
We talked about the Waffle House and the code, the Waffle House code. Waffle House 101, 10 things you need to, you know.
If you get your hash browns capped, that means mushrooms.
Uh-huh. Didn't know that. So I know now.
Chunked and, is tea.
And don't go in between what?
Tomatoes.
2 a.m. and...
2 and 4 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when trouble starts.
Yeah. It's when they have fights.
You know, nothing good happens after midnight.
That's what my mama used to say.
Mm-hmm.
Say, come in before midnight, son, because nothing ever good happens after midnight. And she was right, because I was out after midnight several times. Texas Roadhouse. 5 things you need to know about Texas Roadhouse. You know?
And I disagree.
What? Don't eat all the rolls?
Yeah.
So you can eat a full meal after you eat all those rolls?
No, but I can eat the meal later.
My granddaughters will eat 4 baskets of those rolls before they ever get the food.
They're so good.
They are good.
I can't find them at Walmart anymore. I don't know if they're just not doing it anymore.
Yeah, they made them. They've even made them smaller, and it's still, you know, they're still just to die for. So, and let's see, we talked about what we were watching.
Yeah,
and you had a great game of trivia.
I did until it got harder.
Wait a minute, let me see the title of that. Trivia for 4-year-olds. Yeah, yeah, you did great. You did great.
4-year-old wouldn't know George Washington.
Ask Lena if she I bet she knows.
She
already.
Probably does. Yeah, I would say she does. All right, well, we'll get out of here with our song of the day. It's our last B-side song that became a hit. It was from Booker T and the MGs. I know you've heard this a million times. That's right, it was the B-side of Behave Yourself.
Enjoy your last Saturday off, pal.
I know. We will do that. We'll see you back here Monday morning for the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 70. Saturday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the low 90s. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Saturday night, mainly clear and lows head back down to 70. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World. Tire World!